send queens crashing back to reality. The last 3 days, the rain was tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
Good evening, listener. You're listening to The Far Field on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your Monday night show for ambient and experimental music, modern classical, things of that nature. Things to, by and large, chill out and unwind your mind with. We're starting things off with some jazz for you guys. We have music out of Paris in France. This is music by Sylvain Rifflet. This is from the album We Want Stars. Listen to the track The Mojo from that release that just came out not too long ago. Actually just came out in September, so listen to that. Stick around, we got a bit of a range of stuff for you tonight. I'm going to be going to some classics, some old favorites of mine, and an artist who I don't think I played on the show, and might be an interesting pick, a popular artist who actually happens to have some music that fits on this show, so we'll get to that in a bit. But stick around, like I said, we're listening to Sylvain Rifflet right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
by Sam Wilkes out of LA. That was from his recent release, EO, EO, EO. That's double I-Y-O is how you spell EO. And that's Sam featuring Dylan Day, Chris Fishman, Tom Gill, and Craig Weinrib. And we heard the track, I Want to Be Loved. Check that one out. You can get a cassette of that. You can get vinyl. Yeah. I encourage you to get some physical copies if you can. And then before that, we heard the track The Mojo by Sylvain Reflet from Paris and France from his recent release, We Want Stars. So we had some recent releases. And as I teased before the past couple tracks, I said we will be listening to an artist who you probably know, heard the name of at least, but maybe didn't know that he did music that fits in the show. We're going to be listening to music by David Bowie. Yes, indeed, David Bowie. We're going to be listening to some music from his Berlin era. If you know much about Bowie, maybe you've heard about this fact that there was this era in the late 70s where he had this Berlin period and released three albums that constitute what are referred to as the Berlin Trilogy. And, you know, I was aware of this. I'd never actually dove into those, you know, the Bowie that I'd listened to. I listened to, you know, kind of some of the big ones, like Ziggy Stardust and Let's Dance. You know, those are some classics, but never really got into the Berlin Trilogy. I think part of it is the fact that they were very well received critically, but they weren't quite as popular, those albums, with audiences. And it's because what happened, Bowie went to Berlin and worked with actually went over there with Iggy Pop, but worked a lot with American producer Tony Visconti and, of course, ambient music pioneer Brian Eno himself. So with these albums, often what they would do is they would kind of have the first side would be more traditional popular music, and the second side would be kind of more experimental ambient. So yeah, I'm going to be going through these. I listened to Low. The other two from that era are Heroes and Lodger, so very excited. Really cool stuff. So yeah, you get that kind of ambient stuff, the krautrock stuff from the 70s, the late 70s. Great era for that with the Bowie flavor. So we're going to be listening to the track Subterranean, again from the album Low. And it's David Bowie right here on the Far Field on CFRC 101.9. well, welcome back to the Far Field listener on CFRC. We just heard music by Oliver Patrus Vader. That was the track Modern Times. And before that, some David Bowie, an artist I don't think I've ever played on the show before, but does some great stuff, as it turns out, from that Berlin era. We heard the track Subterranean, and I'm going to keep going through those Berlin era records in my own time, listening to those. Look forward to maybe playing some more of it, because, hey, it's great stuff. Excellent time. Hope you're having a great week. If you are in town enjoying the festivities, hope you had a good homecoming. If you're looking forward to this weekend for other tangentially related activities, I hope you enjoy that as well. Just remember to be responsible and don't break anything, please. And thank you. Otherwise, great time of year for the fall colors. I went on a nice little country drive this past weekend up north of Kingston. Beautiful time. Went up to the town of Sydenham. It's really nice up there, you know, but anywhere. Just what a great place to be alive. You know, people come from around the world to this area, to Ontario and Quebec, to see the fall colors. And we just happen to live here. So enjoy it while it's here, friends. What a great time. It's going to be a nice week, too. So enjoy that. And in the meanwhile, I have music for you now by Fools. That's Fools the band. We're going to be listening to their track, I Can See Your Voice Through the Trees. And it's from a 2020 compilation brought to us by Touch the Plants. It's an album that's called Breathing Instruments, a tribute album to the many ways instruments sounds like they are breathing. Very fascinating concept. Found out about this because Jeremiah Chu has a track on this compilation album, so I listened to the whole thing. And I really like the track by Fools, so we're going to enjoy that. After that, I got a classic. We're going to go back to the 90s with Boards of Canada right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 44, 68, 27, 35, 42, orange, 58, 47, 63, 85, 74, 67, 66, 51, 79, 42, 24, 45, 60, 10, 67, 56, 65, orange, 44, 53, 44, 17, 13, 23.
$16 might be inconsequential, hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Welcome back. Before the break, we heard music by the Boards of Canada, classic British group, confusingly, from the 90s, doing some classic kind of ambient downtempo stuff. That was from their album, Music Has the Right to Children. That was the track Aquarius. They're a classic. They were definitely one of those bands that got me into electronic music when I was going through that, you know, like 5-6 years ago. Did not grow up listening to electronic music. I was very much a rock guy, and then kind of got into it through the 90s downtempo stuff. Like their work, was a big fan of Zero Seven, Still Am Air, all good stuff. So nice to do a little throwback here on air for you guys. And then before that, we heard music by Fools, I Can See Your Voice Through the Trees, from the compilation album by Touch the Plants, about breathing instruments. Well, I'm going to take a moment to tell you about stuff coming out in the Kingston area. First thing I have to tell you about, the very exciting event coming to the Screening Room, thanks to the Cinema Society of Kingston, 90s Witch double feature. You can see a double feature this Thursday, October 24th at 6:30 p.m. or this coming Sunday, October 27th, again at 6:30. They're going to be playing Practical Magic and The Craft, two 90s Witch movie classics. And my co-host from my other former show, What in the World, DJ Nasty, is going to be presenting that. So gotta give a shout out to DJ Nasty's event, so do check that out. It's gonna be a great time. It's the time of year. I've been trying to watch some spooky stuff. I've not been watching enough. I want to watch more, but those are both great ones to check out. Would recommend. So again, at the Screening Room, Practical Magic and The Craft, double feature this Thursday and Sunday. Otherwise, concerts we got coming up. KPP has a few things coming up this week on Thursday. If you're not going to see the Witches double feature, you can go see Ben Kaplan featuring Princess Towers, another Kingston classic iconic artist. They're going to be at the Broom Factory at 7. On Friday, Sky Wallace featuring, or also on the bill, Ash Molly and Sadie McFadden. They're going to be playing at the Broom Factory as well. And then on November 1st, Destroyer is featuring as well. Fortunato Gerudi Marionetti going to be playing at the Broom Factory. I just met a guy in Montreal who said that he was coming all the way to Kingston to see Destroyer because, I don't know, I guess the tour dates worked out or something. So apparently a big band. So check out Destroyer for that November 1st. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention a show that I'll be playing. It's been a while since I performed, but I'm going to be doing some jazz at the Mansion. This is very exciting. Coming up on Saturday, November 2nd, we're going to be playing at the Mansion. We're going to be splitting the bill with a couple out-of-town acts. We're going to be playing with Lost Faculty and Third Street Band. Doors at, I think, around 8. Come check it out, and we'll be back on last... Oh, sorry, there's a... third band, there's four bands. This is going to be tight. Okay, Lost Faculty, Third Street Band, Soulish, and then we'll be on last on the billing. So we'll be closing out the night with some jazz. If you're into late night jazz fusion, come check it out. It's going to be fun. So that's, again, that's November 2nd at the Mansion. Excellent time. So lots to look forward to. Always lots going on in the Kingston town. Next up, I have music for you guys by Mount Maxwell. This is from the release Only Children from a few years back. This is Q&A, and Mount Maxwell's out of Vancouver. Some good West Coast stuff for you guys. So stick around. We've got a few more tracks after that right here on the Far Field on CFRC 101.9. Thank you. music by Mount Maxwell. That was the track Q&A from the album Only Children, right here on the Far Field. A couple more tracks coming up for you. I'm going to throw it back to Connie Frischauf's EP Affect and Tradition. This is going to be the track Auf in Niedler. And then after that, we have music by Stefana Fertila, who released a remix EP earlier this year. So we're going to be hearing the track Venus featuring Ostras. So this is Venus, Ostras, Big and Again remix coming right up here after Connie Frischauf on the Far Field.
Thank you.
Venus Ostras Begin Again, remixed by Stefano Fertila, remixed by Ostra. And before that, Connie Frischauf with Auf und Nieder from her EP Affect and Tradition. It's been a great evening, you guys. Hope you have a great Monday. Enjoy this week of October. Beautiful times to be outside, to enjoy nature, enjoy life, as I like to say. One more track for you to calmly finish off the show. We have music by Diego Hanada and Yoko Komatsu on Moderna Records label. This is the track Asa, A-S-A, from the album Where Clouds Are Born. It's been great. Been great hanging out with you all. Have a great night. We'll catch you next week. Good night.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smokes Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7.